has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. And we're coming on here laughing because I was talking, Jesus talked about you'd be justified by your words and condemned by your words. And you'll stand judgment for every idle word that you speak. Well, what is an idle word? He said, let your word be yes and no. All else proceeds from evil. An idle word is scared me to death, thrilled me to death. That's a habit. And I was corrected by the Lord. He said, don't you ever again jump out from behind a door just to frighten one of your children. Right. Don't ever do that. And teach them to never say, scared me to death.
Yes.
And why do you need to keep saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Are you sorry? Well, you sorry thing. No, no. I apologize. And then I said, a man got a really good job at the bank. Really good job. And then he lost his job on the very first day. Because a woman came in and said, would you check my balance? And he pushed her over. Now, that's not an idle word because it brought humor.
Yeah.
Now, you could add a bunch of nasty stuff to that, but you don't need anything else. Amen. Amen. Does that make my point?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's go back now to the book of Ephesians, the third chapter. There's so much in the book of Ephesians. Look at the 10th verse. I don't think most Christian people are ready for this. Verse 9, to make all men or all people see what is the fellowship or their part of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. Now we know what Elohim meant when he said, let us, there it is. Who created all things by Christ Jesus to the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. It's coming through us that the angels and the devils, principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Then he talks about that in the first chapter of the book of Colossians. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness. Okay, we have boldness. We have it.
Yes.
But now a person that's not naturally bold would have to be bold by faith, especially when you are speaking to the devil, when you resist him and he flees from you after you submit yourself to the Word of God. And the moment you speak to him, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whom I serve, you shut your mouth and bow your knee.
Yes.
Now!
Yes.
He's fleeing. Because I have James 4 on it.
Yeah.
He's fleeing. He's gone. I don't feel like he's gone. What does your feelings have to do with it?
Amen.
He is gone.
Yes.
And the moment you said, I don't feel like he left, he didn't. He just comes right back. He's a spirit the same way God is a spirit. But he's not omnipresent like the Spirit of God is. Jesus said, when the devil, I'm paraphrasing, when the devil is cast out of someone, and that he finds that house swept and clean. Then the devil will go and get. Go and get seven more.
Yes.
Now, I'm not going to look up all your scriptures for you. You know. I'll give you another little clue. You can have a movie script. You can have the script to a play, but put T-U-R-E on the end of it, and it means Bible. You think that's good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, look, let's go down here. Wherefore, I desire you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is to your glory or in your behalf. For this cause, say, for this cause.
For this cause.
For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father. All right. Now, this is important. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Class, are you really ready for this? Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
Yes.
Now we know who our namesake is.
Yes.
We are named after the Father.
Yes.
Then he goes ahead and talks about this. Well, he had already talked about it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined unto us the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Glory to God. You want to know what the God, what the will of God is? There it is. This is the will of God.
Yes.
He would not write one thing and will something else.
That's right.
I heard a person say, and I don't know this person personally, but he's a political figure, and he's homosexual. And he said, but my Creator made me this way. I heard my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, say this. God has never ever created anything or anybody to be something he has already forbidden.
That's right.
He didn't create anyone to be a thief. He didn't create anyone to be homosexual. He didn't create anyone to be a lesbian. No, no. He created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's right.
That was not his will. And there, and the Bible goes into great detail about it that we won't take time to do here. Maybe we, maybe as the Lord leads, maybe we'll do that and make it a topic. But I wanted to get on down in here through this. How much time do I have? Oh, that's good. Of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. So, Father, we receive this heavenly grant. According to the riches of his glory.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it's according to things. Mm-hmm. To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That word might. You remember the woman with the issue of blood?
Yes.
It wasn't translated might. It was translated virtue. Jesus knowing that virtue, the Greek word is dunamis, power.
Yes.
The singular is dynamin.
Yes.
What does that sound like?
Dynamite.
That's where we got the word.
Yes.
Explosive.
Yes.
And if you've never been around any dynamite, it is dynamite. And if you tie several sticks of that together, you only have to have the fuse in one, because one will blow up the others. What do you have now? One put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000 to flight. Two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And whatsoever thing, whatever they bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever they loose on earth is loosed in heaven. If they shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. In my name. Say, in my name.
In my name.
Why? To carry out the agreement by His Spirit.
Yes.
His name is all over this book. Well, do you remember the King James says, I hasten my word to perform it?
Yes.
Actually, it says, I watch over my word to perform it. That's the reason it's called the Word of God. It is His bond. This is a book of exceeding great and precious promises, and all of them in blood.
Yes.
First in animals, second by circumcision, and then by the precious blood of Jesus. The first covenant and the second. Hallelujah. So now, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Now, over in the fourth chapter of Mark, Jesus made this analogy. They have no root in themselves, therefore they are offended. Mm-hmm. Well, what is the root? Rooted and grounded in love. Why? Because faith works by love. Why? Because God is love. He has faith, but He is love. May be able to comprehend with all saints. Now, what does comprehend mean? Class, how many of you, and I know it's 100%, how many of you are aware of the fact, and you do understand, that if you have price of a ticket, or you don't have to go to the airport to go somewhere, but that's a good analogy of it. You might want to go take a flying lesson. But here's the difference. If you don't know how to fly, you must depend on someone else who knows how to fly.
Yes.
Working knowledge is the word. Comprehension. Working knowledge of faith. Working knowledge of this book. I have working knowledge of flying because I've been flying airplanes for over 60 years. My grandson, my great-grandson, Justice, Jeremy's young son. Well, he's made up his mind, class. Now Justice is... He's about 12, I think. He's made up his mind. He told his dad, when I get grown, I'm going to fly for the ministry. Now, you think he doesn't excite me? Because that's what I wound up doing. Well, Anyway, here we go. May be able to have working knowledge with all the saints. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height? That's all of it. What is the breadth, the length? Breadth comes from broad or how wide. What is the width, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ? That's how big it is, how high it is, how deep it is, how broad it is, and how long it is. That's top, bottom, inside, and out. Glory to God. Filled with all the fullness of God. Now, here it is. Jesus said, you, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Well, did he go?
Yes.
Well, all right. Now, we know you're not going to do greater works in quality. It's impossible. But now, here it is right here. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church of Jesus Christ throughout all ages. Exceeding abundantly beyond all we can ask or think. Well, I can ask some pretty, and particularly after over 55 years of studying this, but if I, what I ask or think, now I can think beyond my faith, but if I can think it and then base it in this book, that's called the renewing of the mind. Jesus said, why take ye thought, saying, what shall we eat, what we shall drink, what shall we wear? Then he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing things, and all these things will be added to you. But now, to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, the Spirit, the power, all of this whole discourse right here works in us.
Yes.
And there you have it. So, and the Lord has been pressing me. And it's good pressure. Pressing me in this area. Put more pressure on the prophet's ministry and not as much on the teaching ministry. To press over into that. Put pressure on that anointing. Amen. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages to come. Amen. So we keep talking about faith. We are named after him. Now, Hebrews chapter 1. Now, this book, I have underlined and marked and so much in the book of Hebrews. Oh, this is good. Now, this is talking about right here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. in the 23rd verse, I mean, the 9th chapter, it was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Adam's sin went all the way up to, but not including, the very throne of God. So the blood of Jesus had to purify the heavenly utensils of worship. Heaven had to be purified of that sin. And the ordinary Christian doesn't even think about things like that. But that's underlined in red. So, but let's go to the first chapter. Now, let me say this. We talked about God and His names are one. His name, His presence, can do anything He can do. The Holy Spirit is present in His name. We are named after Him. We just read that. But now notice this. God, who at sundry times and in different manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Heir of all things. I was named heir of A.W. Copeland's estate. My mother departed for heaven, and 12 years before he did. And then he departed. And so I was heir of his estate, being the only child. I was shocked. He hadn't worked in years. But we began to go through his things. And even after everything was said and done, there was over $100,000 property, money. I thought he probably used it all up. Well, I didn't take any of it. I was dividing it up among the kids. But I was his heir. Now, the only way being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Oh, that just spoke volumes right there. When was he ever not the father? 3 days and three nights in hell. Anyway. Now, we are joint heirs with him. The only way, in the book of Ephesians, we have an inheritance. The only way you can tell what it's worth is to be able to put a value on the name. Our Father, through Jesus, created everything. So what is the universe worth?
Right.
When he said, light be, I'll tell you, sunshine was 4 days later. He talked about light energy. And the scientists still know that the universe is spreading at the speed of light. And they keep inventing telescopes trying to get it in here first. And we're out of time again today. Woo, glory to God. We'll be back in just a moment.
And I learned from Brother Hagin, I've been redeemed from the curse of death. And a little before Christmas of the next year, we were debt free!
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 27th through the 29th. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
All that God is, His love, His wisdom, His power, is summed up in one name. It's the same name by which all creation was made and by which you are saved, the name of Jesus. When you became a believer, Jesus gave you His name and everything that goes with it. Find out the inheritance you have in His name with Jesus, the name above every name, an MP3 teaching by Kenneth Copeland. The name of Jesus overcomes all the power of the enemy and gives you victory. It releases the power of the gospel, which is healing, deliverance, and prosperity. Proverbs says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Learn to remain in the refuge of His name. You've been made a joint heir with Christ. Study what you've been given so you can speak out by faith the name above every name, Jesus. Jesus is the name above every other name. His name contains the power to overcome all evil and position you for victory in all areas of your life. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's series entitled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/victory offer or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
And I'll ask you today, like Brother Hagin used to say, did you get anything out of that today? Yeah, I did too. Glory to God. Well, I'm glad you did. Be with us tomorrow. I'm going to, the Lord has just directed me now to go into something else here. And we'll talk about it tomorrow. Until then, we're going to say this. We're going to say, God loves you. We're going to say, we love you. And we're going to say, Jesus is Lord. You believe that? I sure do. Woo! Glory to God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.